Can I just bring this up here? Ringo Starr, who is probably one of the few remaining alive Beatles. I know Paul McCartney's still alive. Mm-hmm. Apparently he's taken on a big sex toy company called Ring-O. And, well, the...
Can I ask, okay, right, the company is called Ring-O. Is the product called Ring-O?
Well, they apparently have a big range. There's the Screaming O range, the Swing-O, the Big O...
Yep.
And the Primo.
Ooh, what about the Oucho?
There's probably that as well. I've just come out. It's come out in the last 24 hours. He's dropped his lawsuit against his American company.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he dropped his pants.
Well, maybe when they asked him to drop the pants and give it a try, he thought, you know what, this isn't too bad after all.
Okay, so he has dropped his case on it.
Well, what's happened is years ago, this came out about 5 years ago, Ringo was worried about this American company that, by the way, have sold 25 million products. And he said, being a father of three, he argued his reputation would be damaged if the Ringo sex toy name was registered as a trademark with US authorities. That's why he was actually asked about it, because his name Ringo is a trademark name. I didn't realise this.
Oh, right. Yeah. I was going to say, how can he get around this? Because obviously there's going to be more people than just him called Ringo.
Well, they're obviously leveraging on his name, aren't they?
Well, but are they? I mean, unless they've got his face on the product.
Well, this was the
argument. How are they leveraging off him?
The legal argument for the lawyers said that the brand was identical in appearance, sound, connotation, and pronunciation. Oh, so it's Ringo, not Ringo. Right.
Yeah, Ringo.
That was the problem. So,
but you can't just say, surely there's other people with that as a name.
There probably is, but when it comes to a sex toy, being a father of three, probably wants to keep it, keep it nice.
Wow.
So what he says, what the compromise is now, the company now have to keep a space between the ring and the O.
And the O, yeah.
That is the legal compromise.
Well, look, it's probably best practice. Always keep a space between the ring and the O, because, I mean, you don't want any infections. Of
yes. Apparently the deal says companies can only use the name for adult sex aids and desensitizing sprays. That's where it's been anyway. I'm sure it's worked out well.
Desensitizing. Yeah. Oh, okay, right. Ringo.
Get it?
I don't know. How would you feel about the Bilko?
I would love my name to be attached to anything that's going to get me millions of dollars.
All right, name a product that you'd like your name to be attached to.
Maybe some new sort of... I don't know. Underarm deodorant.
I'm thinking. I was talking down the adult line. I was thinking maybe some kind of. I'm thinking Pulp Fiction, bring out the Gimp. Some kind of costume. The Bilko.
At this stage, I'm taking all comers.
See what you
if you're a company
there.
Who wants to do that.
Did you see what you did there? Did you mean to do that?